राम राम हरे 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 कृष्ण. वेलकम टू मॉर्निंग श्रीमद् भागवतम क्लास. सो टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 14 टेक्स्ट नंबर 1. संप्रस्थिते द्वारकायां जिष्णुबंधु दिदृक्षया ज्ञातुं च पुण्यश्लोकस्य कृष्णस्य विचेष्टितम्. संप्रस्थिते द्वारकायां जिष्णुबंधु दिदृक्षया ज्ञातुं च पुण्यश्लोकस्य कृष्णस्य विचेष्टितम्. संप्रस्थिते द्वारकायां जिष्णुबंधु दिदृक्षया ज्ञातुं च पुण्यश्लोकस्य कृष्णस्य विचेष्टितम्. सूत उवाच. श्री सूत गोस्वामी से संप्रस्थिते हैविंग गॉन टू द्वारकायाम द सिटी ऑफ द्वारका जिष्णु अर्जुन बंधु फ्रेंड्स एंड रिलेटिव्स दिदृक्षया फॉर मीटिंग देम ज्ञातुम टू नो च ऑल्सो पुण्यश्लोकस्य ऑफ वन हूज ग्लोरीज आर संग बाय वैदिक हिम्स कृष्णस्य ऑफ लॉर्ड कृष्ण च एंड विचेष्टितम फर्दर प्रोग्राम्स ऑफ वर्क. ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद. Translation. Shri Suta Goswami said, Arjuna went to Dwaraka to see Lord Krishna and other friends and also to learn from the Lord of his next activities. Purport. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, the Lord descended on the earth for the protection of the faithful and annihilation of the impious. So after the battle of Kurukshetra and establishment of Maharaj Yudhishthira, the mission of the Lord was complete. The Pandavas, especially Sri Arjuna, were eternal companions of the Lord, and therefore Arjuna went to Dwaraka to hear from the Lord and his next program of work. Hare Krishna. So in the previous chapter, chapter number 13, So we see that Narada Muni asked Yudhishthira Maharaj to wait until the Lord leaves, which is quoted in text number 50. So just like when king comes, many of his associates, his friends and relatives, they all come to meet him, to associate with him and get their desire fulfilled. But when the king leaves, immediately everybody leaves. We can see the same thing happening here also. Sometimes, you know, we devotees are sitting here and, you know, chanting, attending aratis and kathas. And when the Lord goes to rest, so every devotee, they all leave. The temple all becomes vacant. Similarly, here in the purport, Srila Prabhupada is quoting, paraphrasing, paritranaya sadhuna vinashaya cha dushkritam dharma samsthapanartaya sambhavami yugayuge. The Lord has come to protect the devotees and to annihilate the miscreants. That means his mission is complete. So now he is about to leave. And he is still waiting, because it's also indicated that Yadus are still around. Lord Krishna wanted them also to leave. Thus he can also at last leave for the spiritual world. So here in Narada Muni is indicating that you please stay until the Lord stays here. And then there is no need of telling that once the Lord leaves, you also leave. So that happens naturally. In the next chapter, we see that Pandavas retire timely. They go where Krishna went. So, other day, Radha Gopinath Prabhu was speaking that Dhritarashtra was, you know, forced to, he was told to leave the palace where he was staying, because he was too attached. However, the Pandavas, who worked so hard, who actually they suffered so much all their lives, and then when they at last they won the war and Yudhishthira was established as a king or emperor of the entire world, and they only lived for 36 years. I mean, he ruled only for 36 years. That's because Krishna left. And then when Krishna left this world, they had no concern at all. They lost interest in everything. In fact, they worked so hard to win this war. Yet, when Krishna was not there, they were least bothered to live. So they also leave. So, and in today's verse we see Arjuna is going to Dwaraka, and he is going to Dwaraka for two reasons. It is said that to see the Lord and other friends of the Lord, and to hear from Lord's next plan of action, what Krishna is going to do. Arjuna has gone to inquire from Krishna. And because Krishna comes back almost 7 months back, here in Hastinapur, King Yudhishthira has become very restless. He doesn't know what has happened, because Arjuna has gone and gone. He has not yet returned. So he is very much concerned. And then he sees so many bad omens, and that creates even further anxieties in the minds of Yudhishthira Maharaj. So just like, you know, some impersonalists, when they try to search for absolute truth, they say neti neti, not this, not that, not this, not that. So similarly here, Yudhishthira Maharaj is ruling out all other options. Why these kinds of ill omens are visible to him? Is it because of this? Is it because of that? Is it because of this? And at last he comes to know from the mouth of Arjuna that Lord has left. Just like, you know, even medical profession, the doctors, they rule out all the possible reasons for the whatever the disease has happened to a patient. So ultimately they come to the conclusion why one is suffering from a particular disease. Similarly, here Yudhishthira Maharaj is ruling out all other options available. And at last he is very morose to hear the bad news. So therefore in that sense this entire chapter is, in one sense, it's a very sad chapter. Because we see here the entire Kuru dynasty, especially the Pandavas, they are very, very morose. They are heartbroken because the Lord Krishna has left. And then the entire chapter speaks about all the bad omens and how Arjuna felt after departure of Krishna. Therefore, in that sense, this entire chapter itself is very, in one sense, a sad one. But however, the chapter subject matter is Krishna himself. Therefore, we can still take pleasure in hearing these pastimes of the Lord, of his departure. One thing what comes out from this chapter is that all the Pandavas, especially Arjuna and Yudhishthira, they are grief-stricken. They are broken-hearted because they have lost their treasured object, Lord Shri Krishna himself. So, therefore now they are lamenting. However, we conditioned souls, we also have lost Krishna, who was our treasured object once upon a time. But our life is going on, as usual, we have no worries at all, as if we are living, as if everything is fine here. You ask everybody, anybody, how are you? They say, fine, perfect, alright. Because everything going well. No, we have lost the most treasured object of our life, and yet we think that we are alright here. So that is the power of illusionary energy. That she makes us think that, okay, everything is fine here. So continue living here. No problem. So therefore, we sadhakas, practitioners of Krishna consciousness, we can think ourselves. So what has happened to our life? What is the greatest misery in our life? That we have lost the treasured object of our life, that is Lord Krishna. And that we can see in the lives of Pandavas here. They are not, as usual living their lives. They lived very happy life because they were with Krishna. And once they lose Krishna, then what happens we can see in this chapter, that they are totally heartbroken. So, just like also a monkey. For monkey, everything is, whether it is edible or not. Give him anything, he will taste it. And if it is not good enough in taste, so monkey will throw it away. So for a monkey, everything is, whether it is relishable or not, edible or not. So, and if you give him a monkey, let us say a diamond, you will take the diamond and look at it and then he'll try to bite it. Certainly he will not be able to relish, so ultimately he will throw it away. Also there is a saying in English, throwing pearls in front of the swine. What the swine, how the pig will understand the value of the pearls. So similarly, a conditioned soul trying to enjoy in this material world, so when Krishna comes in front of him in the form of holy name and holy Krishna Katha. So the tendency is to, just neglect it. Because it is not relishable enough. Because of his own conditioning, the living entity in conditioned state of life may not actually relish Krishna consciousness. And then he may lose it, he may reject it, then or he may become callous to that. So this is what happens with, you know, these animals, also those people, with those people who carelessly, you know, reject Krishna consciousness, or we who are kind of practicing Krishna consciousness, even in our life we find it, you know, just as a matter of routine. We just do it. We just complete our routines, of daily routines. So that means I was just hearing one lecture of the devotee was telling, there is something we have to do it. And something we want to do it. And something that we love to do it. So at the present state we have to do it. Or we have to complete our rounds. So therefore we somehow or other complete our rounds. We have to hear Bhagavatam, read Bhagavatam, and render our practical daily services. We do that because we have to. Otherwise there is no other way. So that is the very lowest kind of attachment to Krishna. But it is better. Better than nothing, isn't it? Something is better than nothing. But that will not help us in long run. So therefore at least we should be able to want to do it. We want to hear the holy names. We want to chant our holy names. We want to hear Krishna Katha. We want to serve devotees, we want to serve the Lord, because that's what we should want. That's what we should wish. However, the best thing is to actually love to do that. We should be, you know, loving to chant our rounds. We should be loving to hear Krishna Katha. We should be loving our services so much so that we should be able to live without them. But that is very high stage. Maybe pure devotees are on that stage. But we sadhakas, practicing sadhana bhakti, at least we should come to the second stage. We want to do what we are supposed to do. Not that we have to do it somehow or other. So therefore, here our dear Pandavas, especially Yudhishthira and Arjuna, they are broken hearted because they have lost their treasured object of love, of their own love, that is Lord Krishna. So, first they had Krishna and then they lost Krishna. We don't have Krishna at all in our lives. And still, we are living as if nothing has happened to us. So, they had Krishna with them, then they lost. Then they have become morose. And we don't have Krishna from the beginning of our lives. And yet our life is, you know, so, we are living as if nothing has happened. So, this is actually an indication from the Lord that how our feeling should be, what our aspiration should be. So, I can share my own thoughts in this regard. Some years ago, I was in holy land of Sri Vrindavan Dham. Actually, from 2007 to 2011, there used to be a BBT organized art seminar. So it was taught by none other than Her Grace Dhriti Devi Mataji and Ram Abhiram Prabhu. They are Srila Prabhupada disciples. They actually learned fine art from recognized universities in America, and then they got attracted to Krishna consciousness. They surrendered their lives to Srila Prabhupada, and Srila Prabhupada engaged them in the service of, you know, producing these illustrations for BBT books. So thus they have produced many beautiful paintings. And then recently in 2007, they were asked to come to India and teach the legacy, what they have learned from Srila Prabhupada, to those who would like to come and hear and learn from them. So I was fortunate enough to go to Vrindavan and learn from them. So it happened continuously for 5 years. During Kartik time, Kartik month, they used to conduct 21 days class, 3 weeks of class. So maybe it was during that period of time, maybe it was almost 2011, the last year, I think, the last year which they taught. And that year I completed my seminar, and then that was the last day. And after that we submitted our all paintings, and there was a nice coming together, get together, and you know, sharing our experiences in art seminar, and then showcasing our art pieces, whatever we have painted for the 3 weeks. It was a nice time we had, and then everybody dispersed. So I also thought of today, because it is the last day, I thought of going to once again to Radha Damodar temple. I went and I chanted my rounds, sitting in front of course, Rupa Goswami Samadhi. I was very happy to be there. And then some other, I had to leave now, because I had to, in the evening I had a train. So then I had my bag, handbag, and then I left. And then I was sitting in my rickshaw, and then I started searching for my bead bag. Where is my bead bag? Then I just wanted to chant while traveling to Krishna Balaram temple. And then for my surprise, I did not find my bead bag. And a great anxiety, because I don't have my bead bag. Of course, my handbag was there, maybe somewhere here. So I checked all the compartments of my bag, and I could not find my bead bag. So you can imagine, when we lose our bread bag, what happens. And then actually the rickshaw is moving. I could not actually go until to the point of Krishna Balaram temple. I got down, started back again. I took another rickshaw. I told him only, please take me back to Radha Damodar temple. I went to Radha Damodar. It was almost 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Everything is closed. I am entering alone and then searching for my bead bag. There is nobody even to ask, because nobody is there at that time. Searching here and there, everywhere. Where did I keep? I remembered, after that I went to Radha Shyam Sundar temple. At last time, once again, I wanted to. After Radha Damodar, I went to Radha Shyam Sundar temple. There also I was, taking parikrama, so I was trying to search there also. Did I lose my bead bag in Radha Shyam Sundar temple or there? I found almost, I spent almost 1-2 hours searching for my bead bag. I could not find it. And then with, heavy heart, I decided, okay, now I think I lost it. I am such a fool that I lost my bead bag. So I was condemning myself, and then, okay, what to do? I had already decided. I started contemplating, what should I do now? I should approach whom? Prachandra Prabhu now. Because Prachandra Prabhu is Maharaj's personal servant, and I will request him, and he will give me my another beads. He will request Maharaj, and I will get my beads anyway. But still, that the original beads, We are supposed to be very attached to them, because they are the real treasure of practitioner, sadhakas. And then I was anyway, again took my rickshaw bag, and I am traveling. So now I have no bead bag. So now I am just trying to chant in mind, and coming back with heavy heart. I came to my room, kept my bag, and doing my other things. And then after some time I was again handling that bag. And I opened one compartment, and I found my bead bag. It was there right in my handbag. But it is so amazing that I forgot to open that compartment. And I thought I have searched the entire my bag. That is another trick of our illusory energy, that we think that we have found out. We have searched everywhere. We have searched everywhere. I did not find it. So at last I found my bead bag. Okay, I found my bead bag, but what about Krishna? The bead bag is meant for what? To find Krishna. Where is Krishna? So in that sense also and we all try to chant, and we are very eager to find Krishna in the name of that Shiromani. No? Where is that one big bead? No, sometimes we open and where is that big one? It's not coming only. chanting and 5 minutes, 7 minutes, 8 minutes, 9 minutes, where is that big one? We are searching for that Krishna. Of course, that is also Krishna because it is Shiromani. But we have forgotten the real Krishna, the Krishna Himself. Of course, Krishna is there in the form of holy name. Yet, we want to somehow or complete our rounds and get away with it. It's actually my case I am revealing. So, thus, it is an opportunity to find Krishna, chanting up in the period in the morning. But yet, although we are with Krishna, we have forgotten Him, we are very callous. In the meantime, we have lost Him, although we are very close to Him. So, so thus, Srila Prabhupada once, Gauranga Prabhupada was telling this story. He was sitting with his disciples and trying to emphasize on the chanting of the holy name. He said that I taught Tripurari Maharaj how to distribute books. How did he learn it? By chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Prabhupada was, indicating he had his bead bag in his hand, he was telling. He was looking at the bead bag. Then he said, I taught how to manage by teaching Karandara Prabhu how to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram Ram. Then he said, I taught Yadurani how to paint because I taught her how to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Then he was indicating to her. Then he said, I taught Kirtanananda Swami how to cook nicely because I taught him how to chant Hare Krishna nicely. Then he was like, Prabhupada was emphasizing that here is Krishna in the form of holy name. And He is the source of all knowledge. And whatever we want to learn, whatever we want to acquire in devotional service is possible when we chant Krishna's names purely. Or as much as possible, attentively. So thus Srila Prabhupada is emphasizing. And now we live a life of happy-go-lucky attitude, as if nothing has happened. Also, we have lost Krishna. That we can see in the lives of Pandavas here. So they are broken-hearted. And they have no concern at all. They immediately left. And we will see in future chapters how one by one they leave. They don't even look back. They were so close together all their lives, Pandavas. They were one soul and 5 bodies. But when Krishna is not there, so they didn't even bother to look who is around me, who is behind me. So they walked towards the north. And this is Arjuna. That Arjuna has gone to now Dwaraka. So Arjuna is so dear to Krishna. So, in fact, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that Vrishninam Vasudevasmi Pandavanam Dhananjaya Muninam Abhyaham Vyasa Kavinam Ushana Kavi. The second line says Pandavanam Dhananjaya. Amongst Pandavas, I am Dhananjaya. I am Arjuna. So, Krishna is so very close to Arjuna. He is identifying himself also with Arjuna. So thus we can understand the thick bondage of love between Arjuna and Krishna. So we see how Arjuna is glorified in Mahabharata. He took birth as a son of Mother Kunti, as a third son. And he was an expansion of Indra himself. And when he took birth, and celestial voices, they proclaimed that he will become a heroic, powerful king, as if just like Kartavirya Arjuna. Kartavirya Arjuna is one of the very greatest king ever lived on this earth. He could actually defeat even Ravana himself. He was so powerful. So the unembodied wises, they proclaim that here is Arjuna, he will just like Kartavirya Arjuna. And also we see that in this Damodar month we sing about, you know, this Damodar Ashtakam, in which we sing that this trees of Arjuna, Yamalarjuna trees. So, and Krishna is that personality who actually pulled out through these big, huge trees. I mean, all the trees, these Arjuna trees, are considered very huge and very, very powerful. So, in that sense also, Arjuna is very powerful. And we see how Yudhishthira Maharaj is, when you look at his life, we can understand he is like a great emperor himself. But however, his life is indicated by his purity. So therefore it is, he is known for Saucha, that is cleanliness of internal and external. And Bhima is famous for his determination. And whatever he thought, he did it without any doubt. So that is the quality of Bhima. However, Arjuna is combination of both. He is known for his valor and chivalrous nature. And not only physically he was chivalrous, but he could control his senses and minds very perfectly. So therefore, Arjuna is very, very dear to Krishna. And Nakula Sahadeva, it is said that they have the quality of following in the footsteps of spiritual master, and humility and forgiveness. So these are the qualities of these great Pandavas. We see that how Yudhishthira Maharaj is like, almost like a Brahmana only. Although he was an emperor, he was a Kshatriya. But he was forgiving all the time and always thinking himself as very low, and he was always taking very humble position. Just like an, you know, Brahmana or a Vaishnava. But however, and Arjuna, we see that, Bhima, he had the power of 10,000 elephants, it is said. And he exhibited raw physical prowess every now and then. So, these are the two extremes. One is a Brahmana like Yudhishthira, and here is Kshatriya like Bhima. And Arjuna is a combination of both. Perfect blend of both the qualities. Brahminical, pure like that of Yudhishthira Maharaj, and chivalrous and valorful of just like that of Bhima. So therefore Arjuna became the most dear friend of Lord Krishna. And then we see that how Dronacharya, he was very poor. We see that how poor he was, that he couldn't even afford to give a milk to his Ashwatthama's son. So his mother would give him some kind of, you know, atta mixed into water, and he would drink it. Because mother told, this is what the milk is. And it is amazing that how he could not even find a glass of milk in the age of, you know, Dwapara Yuga. But anyway, that is what is spoken in Mahabharata. Therefore, he was searching for wealth. And he found that Parashuram is giving away all his wealth. So he approached Parashuram. And at the time of his approaching, Parashuram said, "You are too late, sir. You are too late, because I have nothing left now. So I have distributed everything. So I can't do anything now. So, but I can do one thing. I can teach you all my weaponries. All Dhanurveda, I can teach you." He said, "Okay, no problem. Something is better than nothing." So he said, "Okay." And but he was told by Parashuram, never ever teach this to any other people. people like Eklavya, not to share. Even to any Kshatriyas also, because Parashurama hated Kshatriyas. In fact, he killed all the Kshatriya races 21 times, isn't it? So therefore he taught him, but he told him never to teach anybody. You can utilize for your own purpose. But that was exactly opposite what Drona did. He actually started teaching, because again he was in search of wealth. So, once he was roaming in the kingdom of Hastinapur, then he found some boys, they were, you know, playing with ball. And they, while playing with the ball, the ball fell into a well. And they were trying to retrieve that ball back. And they couldn't do that. Who were they? None other than Pandavas and Kauravas. 105. And that time, Drona walks in and he says, what is happening? Why are you so morose here? No, we lost our favorite ball which has fallen in well. So therefore we are trying to get it. So what? You don't know how to even take that out? No, how it has fallen into the deep dark well. How can I retrieve it? Dronacharya took his bow and arrows and he shot so many arrows one after another. Within seconds, he could pull out that ball and he presented it to them. And all the Kauravas and Pandavas, they were very happy to get their ball back. And they were actually so much thankful to Drona. And they came back and they were narrating the story in front of Bhishma. And Bhishma could immediately understand, yeah, here is Drona. He must have been Drona only. Otherwise, nobody else can do this kind of a feat. So therefore, he immediately approached Drona. Where is he? So he approached Drona and then he said, you please teach Dhanurvidya or archery to our, all these Kauravas. So he agreed to become their teacher. And then, when he saw Arjuna, he was overwhelmed with lot of affection and compassion. Because Arjuna and Ashwatthama was of course the son of Drona, and he also wanted to teach him. And then there used to be a competition between both Ashwatthama and Arjuna. And actually it is said that he would teach some secrets of Dhanurvidya to Ashwatthama when there was no Arjuna around. And he would actually tell Arjuna to go and fetch some water here and there and do something. That time he would try to teach little extra to his own son. But Arjuna was so very dexterous and so very quick, he would quickly come back and he would present it and then he would be there right in front of Drona. And once it so happened that he told Arjuna to get some water and he gave him a basket. Tokri jaisa unhone de diya. Tokri mein pani kaise rahega? Okay, you have to get water into this. And then he actually took and he brought water full of it. Because he pierced the entire the basket with so many arrows that not even a drop of water could leak. And he presented in front of his guru, Dronacharya. When Dronacharya saw that he is so much eager to serve me, that he could go and fetch water in so less time and without even losing one drop of water. Then he understood that his eagerness to learn. So therefore he vowed then and there only that I'll make you the best of the archer in the entire world. Don't worry. So thus he became the very favorite disciple of Dronacharya. So, and then he taught whatever he wanted to teach Arjuna and everybody. And Arjuna became his favorite because that also we hear in Mahabharata. He actually hung one bird, imitation bird, and everybody was told to hit the eye of the bird. And everybody couldn't do it because they were, looking here and there and everywhere. So they could not actually pierce the eye of the bird. But Arjuna is a person who could actually pierce the eye of the bird. So therefore, again he was, he became real favorite of Dronacharya. And Dronacharya taught everything to Arjuna, then it was the time for Guru Dakshina, so he has to give something in back. So that time he said, okay, I want Drupada, who insulted me and who is like my arch enemy, you bring him. And just like, you know, you bring an animal tying a rope around the neck of a animal. So actually Arjuna could go and defeat Drupada in fierce battle, and he actually captured him and he presented in front of Dronacharya, and Dronacharya was very happy. And then it was, you know, tit for tat, that kind of a thing. So, and again he actually let him leave, and that was like a great insult for a king like Drupada. That time he vowed, okay, this is what you can do for me, just see what I will do for you. And he actually performed a great sacrifice. And what is the motto of this sacrifice? He wanted to produce a son who can kill Dronacharya. And actually he did it. He produced Drishtadyumna out of that great fire sacrifice. Then at last he poured one more ablutions into the fire. Because when he saw Arjuna, Drupada, although he was defeated by Arjuna, he was so charmed by the qualities of Arjuna, the personality of Arjuna. Said, this Arjuna is so wonderful person, so I want to somehow or other develop relationship with him. So therefore, how can he do that now? So he thought, I'll produce a daughter and I'll offer my daughter's hands into the marriage of Arjuna. So therefore he gave one more oblation to the fire. Then from fire Draupadi came, and Draupadi was especially called for to become the bride of Arjuna. So thus Arjuna and Draupadi, they got married. That also we know that this is Arjuna, such a wonderful character in the Mahabharata. So there are so many names of Arjuna. So we'll try to go one by one. He is known as Dhananjaya, because he conquered wealth for the sacrifice of Yudhishthira Maharaj. He is Gudakesha, because he conquered the sleep. Now, it is also said that when he was learning from his master, Dronacharya, that he hardly slept. He didn't sleep only, all throughout his career in school days. So therefore he actually conquered the sleep, Gudakesha. And he is Vijaya, because he is always victorious in his battles. He was invincible and undefeatable. Therefore he is called as Vijaya. He is also known as Savyasachi, because he could shoot arrows with both the hands. Generally we are an expert with one, our right hand. If our right hand works in, but we cannot use the same way the left hand. But Arjuna was so dexterous that he could utilize his both the hands and shoot arrows. Therefore he is known as Savyasachi. He is also known as Shvetvahana, because he had milky four white horses which were tied to a white chariot. Therefore he is known as Shvetvahana. His kiriti, because he wears a celestial crown presented by Lord Indra himself. So therefore he is known as kiriti. He is known as Falguna, because he born under the star of Uttara Falguni. So therefore he is known as Falguni. Gandivadhari, because he has that Gandiva bow which is invincible. And he is known as Partha, because he is the son of Pratha, Kunti Maharani. He is also known as Krishna. Krishna is another name of Arjuna, because he is very pure and also dark like Lord Krishna only. So therefore he is also known as, even Draupadi is also known as Krishna. There are so many Krishnas in Mahabharata. Krishna himself, Arjuna is Krishna, Not Krishna, Krishna. Similarly, our Draupadi also. And he is also known as Kapidhvaja because on his chariot emblem is Hanumanji is personally residing. And today's verse also we heard one more verse, one more name of Lord, Arjuna, which is Jishnu. Vishnu means Krishna, Jishnu means Arjuna, another name of Arjuna. So, we'll hear some more glories of Arjuna. It is Arjuna to whom Lord Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita. He chose Arjuna amongst 5 Pandavas and he gave this immortal knowledge of Bhagavad Gita. And when he did it, none other 4 Pandavas were envious of Arjuna. Oh, why only Krishna? We are also dear to you, my dear Lord Krishna. Why don't you teach at least one chapter? All 18 chapters of Arjuna only? One chapter to us also? Why you have to teach all 18 chapters of Arjuna only? Are we so bad that we can't hear you even one single chapter of Bhagavad Gita? No. They were so happy that Arjuna is able to hear from Krishna. They were totally non-envious. So therefore Krishna also loved them. Because although they had so much reasons to, you know, compare and have so many quarrels, but still they stayed together and they loved each other so much. So therefore there was no question of envy at all. And it's Arjuna for whom Lord Krishna broke the promise. And he picked up the chariot wheel and he was charging against Bhishma himself. Because Arjuna, Krishna wanted to protect Arjuna. So it is Arjuna who is an eternal associate of Lord Narayana, Naranarayana. Isn't it? So Arjuna is so very dear to Lord Krishna, Narayana, that next to him he is standing Nara, who is none other than Arjuna. So it is Arjuna to whom Lord Krishna gave his own sister Subhadra. And he did it against the will of his own elder brother, Balram. So, he loved so much that he could go against the will of Balram and give his sister in marriage to Arjuna. So, it's Arjuna who could go to heavenly planets with self-same body to acquire celestial weapons. None of warriors have gone to get weapons from the heavenly abode. But Arjuna alone who could go and he could defeat even Lord Shiva in the battle. So therefore it is next, he is the one who became victorious in the battle of Lord Shiva. The Arjuna alone, none other than Arjuna. So the Arjuna whose chariot Lord Krishna drove out of great affection and love. So here is Lord Vishnu, personality of Godhead, who is acting like a chariot driver because the love between them is so intense and so pure and so thick that Lord Krishna could do that service for his friend Arjuna. So, it is Arjuna who won the hand of Subhadra by piercing the eye of moving fish. We hear that story from Mahabharata. Arjuna was so dexterous and so expert in shooting the arrows, looking at below and, you know, hitting at the top. And that, again, that is, that bird is again moving. It is such a unbelievable task and Arjuna could actually materialize it. So it is Krishna, it is Arjuna whom Lord Krishna loved so much that when Lord Agnidev came in front of Krishna and Arjuna, and he told, you please ask any benediction from me. I think Lord Krishna was given the Sudarshan Chakra. Also it is his eternal weapon. But still in this Leela, the Lord Krishna is accepting that Sudarshana disc from Agnidev. And another benediction he was told to ask. That time what Krishna asked? Krishna said to Agni, that please give me that, you know, thick relationship between myself and Arjuna. That friendship. I want such a thick friendship with Arjuna that should be everlasting. And Agnidev said no. Yes, yes to that. So this is how Krishna go to the extent of, you know, begging even a demigod so that he can become thick friends with Arjuna. And Arjuna, who was so most loving student of Dronacharya, we heard that story. Out of so many 100 plus 5, Arjuna became the most favored of Dronacharya. And ultimately Arjuna, who won the battle of Kurukshetra, is the hero of battle of Kurukshetra. And it is Arjuna who could resist the temptation of the chance of Urvashi in heavenly planets. Who could do that? None other than Arjuna. And it is Arjuna whose chariot Hanumanji is personally residing, Kapidvaja, as we discussed. And it is Arjuna's grandson Parikshit for whom Bhagavatam was spoken to. Such a glorious personality is Arjuna. And thus Arjuna is perfect friend of Lord Krishna. As I say in English, friend in need is friend indeed. So Krishna wanted to establish Dharma. He took help of Arjuna and Bhima. With the help of these two and Nakula and Sahadeva, actually Krishna could actually bring back the religious principle. And he could enthrone Yudhishthir Maharaj as the emperor of the entire world, Chakravarti Samrat. And although Arjuna is that personality who actually won the war of Kurukshetra, but he was happy standing behind Yudhishthir Maharaj and just, you know, fanning him with, you know, chamara fan. So actually, if he is the one who actually won the war, he would have said, no, can I also become a competent candidate to become an emperor of the world? No, he was happy to serve his elder brother, Yudhishthir Maharaj. So therefore, there is no wonder why Krishna loved Arjuna so much, because of his such divine Vaishnava qualities. So the preacher of Krishna consciousness is also like a friend of Krishna. Because friend in need is friend indeed, as I say. That friend is somebody who can actually help in the great time of difficulties. What is the difficulty of Krishna? That we have left Krishna. And we have come back to this material world, trying to enjoy in this material world. So therefore, Krishna wants us back to his kingdom of God. So who will do that job? Who will bring us back? A preacher, a guru, he can actually convince the conditioned souls and tell them that this is not your place of residence, your place should be somewhere else, it is kingdom of God. So now please take to Krishna consciousness and become a friend of Krishna and come back to Krishna. And this is what a preacher's job is all about. So therefore, when a preacher goes out and preaches and tries his best to convince conditioned souls in this world and tell them that here is your God, here is a friend, please come back to the kingdom of God. So therefore, so preacher's job is very, very essential and very glorious. And however, in this moment of Lord Chaitanya, everybody is a preacher. It's not that only one who speaks sitting in Vyasasana and other places, he is the only preacher. No. We are in preaching moment. Lord Chaitanya himself is a preacher, and coming down, there are so many acharyas, especially Srila Prabhupada and other predecessor acharyas. They are the ones who are actually preaching. We are simply assisting them. And present Guru Varga, they are the real preachers. And actually, whatever service we render, we are actually assisting our predecessor acharyas and also Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So whether one may be able to speak or he may be able to render some simple service, everybody is a preacher in Krishna consciousness movement, ISKCON. So therefore, everybody is a friend of Krishna, because we are trying to retrieve the conditioned soul back to Krishna. Therefore, everybody are dear to Krishna, just like Arjuna is dear to Krishna. So, and then where do we find Krishna? So it is said that Naham tishthami vaikunte yoginam api hrudayeshuva yatra gayanti madbhakta tatra tishthami narada. Where is Krishna to be found? He is available right here where devotees are sitting together and discussing his own glories. That is the place where Krishna is available. So therefore, when a preacher, he actually gathers devotees and even people in general and discusses about Krishna. So actually, he is actually giving Krishna to them. So therefore, he becomes very dear to the Lord. So, as I said that so this Krishna, whom we loved so much once upon a time, and now the time has come that we are living without him and as if nothing has happened. That is a great wonder of the world. So therefore, it is a time that any Krishna conscious person, or trying to be Krishna conscious person, so you understand the seriousness of the mission of life. So I noticed whenever I flew, I mean especially the Indigo Airlines, so you must have also observed that near the cockpit, now there is a washroom, the left side. And in the cockpit, there is a door to enter. So on that door, I used to see. Nowadays, I don't see that signboard anytime. But there used to be a signboard written that flying is a serious business. Don't bring your complaints beyond this point. I think some of you observed it, isn't it? So that means what? Flying is a real serious business. Whatever problems you may have with your water, with your eatables and AC and this and that, there are air hostesses, talk to them, don't disturb me. Who are saying? The pilot is saying, isn't it? Similarly, who will have to fly our own this thing? Plane, we ourselves are pilot in our own plane. The Guru and Vaishnava, they teach us how to fly. And one, we are on the sky, so we are on our own. So we should be very careful. So therefore, it's very apt quotation that flying is very serious. Flying only able, let us say, it is said that any commercial plane flies around 35,000 feet above the mean sea level. And with 800 to 1000 kilometer speed per hour, that is an altitude and speed of any commercial plane in this world. And that is such a, I mean, that itself is such a great thing. But any small thing going here and there wrong can end up in disaster. If any plane crashes, then nobody survives. Nothing is, and everything is burned to ashes. Because the altitude and speed are so very high. So, if any small mistake happens, then it will end up in disaster. So you can imagine that we are trying to go back to the spiritual world. How far that is and how much speed we should gather and how much precision there should be in flying and how much careful we should be going while flying our own planes. So therefore, it's a very serious business. Going back to Godhead is a real serious business. So therefore, it all depends on us who are flying our own planes. So there should be, therefore it is said that Prabhupada said, Krishna consciousness is so very simple. For whom? Those who are actually seriously doing it. So once I heard quotation from His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj, he was saying that Krishna consciousness is When you practice very, very, very sincerely, then you will very slowly advance. When we have to practice all our life very sincerely, then very surely but slowly we will advance. So that means that carefulness is very much emphasized. So therefore, the point is that the rarity of human form of life. So we are here for a purpose, for a mission. Just like the other day I was hearing, a cow, you can feed her grass, you can leave her in an open field, and she can chew all day long, even in the evening. And when she sits back, again she is ruminating whatever has been eaten all throughout the day. That is her job. She has no problem ruminating and enjoying the grasses all day long. And there are polar bears who can... I'll take a few more minutes. Polar bear, they can go to sleep for 6 continuous months, 6 to 8 months, one stretch. We can't even sleep for 6 days, 6 hours, 6, 8 hours. Again, we'll have to get up, isn't it? But it is such a mode of ignorance for polar bear, he can go to sleep for 6 or 8 months continuously. And pigeons, they can have 50, 60 times sex every day. Not a problem for them. And this is what animal life is all about. Eating, sleeping and enjoying. But human form life is something rare, something more important. And the mission is to retrieve back what we have lost. So therefore, we have lost Krishna. You know, there used to be, you know, in our ashram, anybody loses anything. Lost. I have lost my mobile, I have lost my bead bag, I have lost my book, I have lost my this and that. When we put up a notice board, and if you are fortunate enough, we will get back our thing. Otherwise, we will learn our lessons, isn't it? Here, we have lost Krishna, yet not found. Lost, not yet found. What is that? The diamond of Krishna consciousness. So the mission is to retrieve or find that rare jewel back once again. So therefore, in this Damodar month, we actually pray to Lord Damodar. Namo Deva Damodar Ananta Vishnu Prasida Prabho Dukkha Dukkha Jalabdi Magnam. What is that Dukkha? What is that misery of life that we have lost this rare diamond of Krishna consciousness, Krishna Himself? So now the mission is to get back. So that should be our mission. And also today is the appearance of Virabhadra Prabhu, Virachandra Prabhu, who is none other than the son of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. So, I'll speak only few words. Virchandra Prabhu or Virabhadra Prabhu is son of Vishuddha and Nityananda Prabhu. And he took Diksha from Mother Jahnava Devi. He was a disciple of Jahnava Devi. And he stayed in Karadaha on the banks of Ganga. We are all gone to that place. And he is also is known to be the Kshirodakshaya Vishnu expansion himself. Kshirodaksha Vishnu. The same Vishnu is sitting in the hearts of all of us. And his birth is also Karadaha. That is where he took his birth. And Ekachakra is birthplace of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. However, birthplace of Virchandra Prabhu is Karadaha. And it is also known as Virchandrapur. Ekachakra is also known as Virchandrapur. And still day we can see that deity of Radha Bankim Rai, which is worshipped by Virchandra Prabhu. So today is that holy appearance of Virchandra Prabhu. So we seek blessings and mercy from this great Vaishnava Acharya and Lord Himself. So at last I would like to take opportunity to take your blessings and prayers so that we can continue to hold one more art exhibition in Vrindavan Dham. So recently in the month of March, There were some Prabhupada's paintings painted by me, and we held art exhibition in nearby Jahangir Art Gallery. So I thought of going to other places, major cities of India. So coming March, in the month of Kartik, from the day of Deepavali till Purnima, 15 days there is going to be an art exhibition very near to Krishna Balaram temple. If any of you are coming to Vrindavan, please come and do visit. 5 minutes walk from Krishna Balaram temple. That is in the area of Chaitanya Vihar, phase number 1, Radhe Dham. Very near, 5 minutes walk from Krishna Balaram temple, where 50 plus Srila Prabhupada's paintings will be exhibited for 15 continuous days during Kartik. So many Srila Prabhupada disciples and senior sannyasis are expected to come and inaugurate the function. So therefore I would like to take your blessings and prayers to do this simple service for Srila Prabhupada. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Shri Radha Gopinath Bhagwan ki jai. Shri Mad Bhagavat Mahapurana ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande.
Thank you for the good day.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare.